Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue in our current series of studies, The Miracles of the Lord. And we wish to refer you today to the miracle of the healing of the leper, which is found in the first chapter of the book of Mark. Some of you may wish to follow this broadcast in your Bible. In the Gospel according to St. Mark, the Lord performs many, many of his miracles. Mark was the servant. He exemplified the servant character of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he indeed records so many of the wonderful miracles. And during the course of this study, we will find many of our miracles in the Gospel according to St. Mark. Today, we wish to turn you to the first chapter of Mark's Gospel, the cleansing of the leper. We read there in verse 40, "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou will, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean." And we just know that this dear man was in dire need. His condition forced him to seek out the Lord. I don't know who he was. I don't know his character. But I'll tell you, his condition forced him to seek to the Lord. Isn't it sad that in our own circumstances, that oftentimes we don't seek the Lord until we have exhausted all of our resources? This man could not be healed. There was no healing for leprosy. And his need forced him to the Lord. That is true in a spiritual sense. The fact that we can't conquer sin will drive us to the Lord. The fact that our sins trouble us will drive us to the Lord. And oh, we find the same release. We find the same release from our troubles and our trials of the soul that this man found in his body when he came to the Lord Jesus. We'll continue. Verse 41, "And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him and forthwith sent him away and said unto him, See, thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it abroad and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into that city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter." Now this man had confidence in the Lord. And that confidence encouraged him, urged him to come on along to the Lord. I think probably there was some hesitancy. What does this great man, this great prophet that has risen as Israel, what can he care about a leper? But he came. That's the question. But when he got there, he questioned the Lord's willingness. Did you notice that? In verse 41, he said, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He questioned the Lord's willingness. And the Lord Jesus says, immediately, he moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. Oh, he had found at last the Lord Jesus, and his faith worked for him. Now the Lord instructed him, after he was healed, after this terrible, terrible scourge of leprosy was healed, the Lord instructed him, Now say nothing to no man, to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Now this poor man was so elated, that he was cured of this leprosy, that he began to blaze it abroad, and he attracted much attention. He went out and began to publish it much. And the Lord told him, keep it quiet. Go to the priest. Now, you know, it's always risky to disobey God. God knows best. And in this case, notice, please, the results. He began to publish it much and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city. Curious people would throng him and keep the legitimate people whom he wanted to reach away from him. But he was without in desert places. They can reach him out there. And they came to him from every quarter. Now we're going to go into this parable and seek to gain the marvelous truth that it contains. First of all, leprosy is a picture of sin. It's a picture of sin because it was a defiling disease. It was a separating disease. It was an incurable disease. They could not cure it. The poor leper, as we read in Leviticus, we'll be turning to it soon, Leviticus chapter 13 and 14. But this poor man, he was so elated that he began to blaze abroad the matter, and he was a picture of the sinner. And all of the joy that comes when we are cleansed from our sins, and Christ washed us from our sins in his own precious blood. We read in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Now we said a moment ago that leprosy was a separating disease. That man, the leper, could not go in to the temple. He was separated from the temple of God. You know, sin, as far as we're concerned, is a separating disease. We read, for instance, in Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2, these words, written to the nation of Israel, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy, that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Sin is a separating thing. It will keep us out of heaven. It's the barrier to get into heaven. But God loved us, and he wanted us into his heaven. And he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son to die on that cross, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, the wonders of God's grace to seek us out. And that separating disease, the sin that would have condemned us forever, the sin that would keep us out of the presence of a holy God, was laid on our Lord Jesus Christ. Our iniquities were laid on him, Isaiah 53 and 6. And he died for them. He paid the price of our sins. Wonder of all wonders. Then sin was more than a separating disease. It was a defiling disease. Now we'll turn to Leviticus chapter 13 and verse 45, if you please. We read there verses 45 and 46. And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and shall cry, unclean, unclean. Now he was not only separated, pardon me, he was not only separated from the temple, he was separated from all society. We read in verse 46, all the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone without the camp, shall his habitation be. He shall dwell alone. This was really a form of separating him from other people so the disease would not spread. It was a quarantine, in effect. And there he was, all alone. Oh, I think that that this is so sad. What leprosy did to those people? They had to put a covering on their upper lip and cry, unclean, unclean, so people wouldn't touch them. Now, there are no instructions or measures in the Scripture that prescribes for his cleansing. And here again, the type, the symbol, is verified in the fact that only God can cure sin. We cannot take our sins away. We cannot do it. There was a time in my life when I thought that I could put away my sins by my good works. I was a church member, and I was working just as hard as I could to be saved. And that wonderful verse, I think we spoke of this on our last broadcast of Matthew 11, verse 28. Come unto me, the Lord Jesus says, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I came, and I found that he had borne my sins. Only God could cure leprosy. Now, he did it through the healing of the body. Now, I don't know, don't ask me to explain it, but God has control over the body. Now, we know there were cleansers. They were those that were cleansed, because the Scripture says here, the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, his head made bare, and he shall be put a covering on his upper lip, and shall cry unclean all the days wherein the plague shall be in him. Now, that infers right here that the plague could be gone. But it was a divine miracle, and it's a divine miracle in the matter of your salvation and my salvation when we're saved. We mentioned the fact that miracles are no longer existing. God is bending, is confining people to his word. Oh, without faith it is impossible to please God. If you want to please God in the highest degree, just believe him. Just believe him when he tells you that your debt of sin has been paid. And now, so this man, he could be cleansed. Now, he had to have an offering offered up for his cleansing. And this is in the 14th chapter of the book of Leviticus. We read in verses 19 and 20. And the priest shall offer the sin offering and make an atonement for him that is to be cleansed from his uncleanness. And afterward he shall kill the burnt offering. And the priest shall offer the burnt offering and the meat offering upon the altar. The priest shall make it an atonement for him, and he shall be clean. Now, after this, we also read that he was, in verse 25 of this same chapter, Leviticus chapter 14, verse 25, we read there, and he shall kill a lamb at the trespass offering, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering and put it on the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. Now, this has a tremendous typical meaning. It brings to us the fact that the blood of Christ, the blood of the offering representing the blood of Christ, will indeed, in our ear, make us hear what the Lord wants us to do. The blood on the great thumb of the right hand makes us want to do his service. And the blood, indeed, on the right foot makes us want to walk in his ways. Oh, how the love of Christ has won us. That's the secret of the Christian life. Father, we do thank you for the miracles. We never miss the lesson that they would teach us. In Christ's name, amen.